I'm Bishop Woody White, serving currently as the Bishop of the Indiana area for the United Methodist Church for only two more days, and then I will retire. I have interfacing with the central jurisdiction at two very interesting points. One, my family were part of the central jurisdiction, and very, very deep roots from the eastern shore of Maryland. But the point that I want to speak to about the central jurisdiction especially relates to its going out of existence. I was the first general secretary of the General Commission on Religion and Race, and a part of my responsibility was to monitor and evaluate the plans of merger whereby the central jurisdiction conferences merged then with the geographical conferences. And so my responsibility was to go all over the South, essentially, sit down with those committees, challenge them, praise them where that was necessary, but also try to share with them some places where I thought maybe they needed to think a little more out of the box. Mm-hmm. And so I participated in virtually all of the merger planning that took place between 1968 and 1972. The General Conference gave the central jurisdiction and the jurisdictional jurisdictions 4 years to complete that task. So I was able to not only live into the central jurisdiction, but also be a part of its moving into the denomination with integrity and the kind of leadership that I knew that they would bring to it.
What's your take on the receptivity of that during those?
Well, it was quite a tense time. We were dealing, for instance, with people who had never literally sat down at a table with black people. That was a time still of a good bit of segregation. And my task, for instance, was to bring together black youth groups, white youth groups, women's groups, black, women's groups, white. They'd never had any contact with each other, for the most part. And so there was some tension, some ambivalence, and times a little bit of confrontation. But the role that I had was kind of unique because I was kind of outsider at that sense. And so I was able, I think, probably to be a little more aggressive, whereby the people who were in the conference did not necessarily then have to take kind of the hard positions that I assumed.
You have so much rich history. It's hard to ask you to say just one little bite. Think, though, if you can, about the central jurisdiction and what you might say around black history and civil rights.
The importance of the central jurisdiction was its ability to pass on history and to mentor. And it was so critical to know the history and to mentor people so that they could then take on leadership positions in the future. The central jurisdiction did such, I think, such a good job with that, that when merger came, we had people who were ready to step in every leadership opportunity. That was the great contribution that the central jurisdiction provided.